Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network on our weekly chat with the Chancellor here in the spring 2020 semester. This week, we're joined once again by a special guest, the President of the University of Nebraska System, Ted Carter. President Carter, at the most recent Board of Regents meetings, you told the board that you've begun a strategic planning process that will articulate some rather ambitious goals for growth and value over the next 5 years for the various NU campuses. Give us an update on that process and how it will benefit the NU system from the Board of Regents all the way to the students.
Well, we are underway with that. I'm very thankful to the Board of Regents for allowing me to handpick the team. We've got a 28-person team across all the campuses to include the business community, Board of Regents themselves, students, and that work is ongoing. To give you a sense of what that work entails, we're writing really one of the first strategic documents that the university system has really ever produced. The campuses produce their strategic documents, and they're very good, and they will help inform this larger document. So this first starts off with us taking and analyzing our mission statement as a university system, as well as our vision. That'll give us a kind of a roadmap just over the next 5 years. To give you an idea, what we are thinking here is how we're going to change the narrative or the discussion about the value of education, and how we're going to grow our university system, not just for numbers and graduation rates, but for the growth and success of our students and the growth and success of our state. So when you break that down, it kind of fits into what I consider three categories. The first is this idea of growth that I just mentioned. The second is the retention of not just our quality students from Nebraska and out of state of Nebraska, but also the retention of our excellent faculty and staff. And the third piece is we want to really continue to recheck our own brand. You know, what are we best known for? What things do we want to be known for as we are doing amazing work in the STEM fields, agriculture, water for food, early childhood development, and all these programs that we have that have been very successful? How do we advertise that across our state and across our nation so that we truly are one of America's top university systems? So I'm very excited about it. My investiture is on 17 April. We plan to have this document in solid draft, if not completed form by that date. We want to be able to coordinate the document so that there's no surprises in there. But just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, not just continue to attract the best students across the state of Nebraska, but how do we attract students from across the nation? Today, our university system across four main campuses is about 80% Nebraskans, 20% out of state. We're going to be talking about how do we get to a 70-30 mix, moving from a number of roughly 51,000 students today to 60,000 students by the year 2025. So there's going to be some bold work in here, and these will be not only targets for success, but things that we believe we'll be able to achieve.
President Carter, the most recent issue of Pride of Place, the quarterly magazine published by the University of Nebraska Foundation, came out. What stood out to you the most in that issue?
Well, really, it's hard to just pick one because there are so many stories about the generosity of our donors. You know, they're expanding the breadth and depth of our faculty's work even further. Our donors are incredible partners. They're making the University of Nebraska a great university. They make education more affordable for our 51,000 students. They help us recruit and retain the very best faculty, and they help us open new facilities for learning and research. And I, on behalf of our entire university system, I would just say that couldn't be more grateful. I think anyone would look at the stories about, you know, University of Nebraska Medical Center's leadership in fighting infectious disease and would be proud to be a Nebraskan. As the world is dealing with a coronavirus situation, our healthcare professionals and scientists at UNMC and Nebraska Medicine, they're stepping up to help Americans during a time of need. And we have the world's leading experts helping in this area right here in Nebraska. The comments of the folks who've been monitored by our experts say it all. They've received amazing care, not just as potential patients, but also as human beings. To read that the first clinical trials for a possible treatment for the coronavirus are beginning at UNMC is yet just another point of pride for our state. And when you really think about what separates Nebraska, what makes us stand out from every other university, infectious diseases is one of those areas.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network in our weekly chat with the Chancellor here in the spring 2020 semester. This week, once again joined by a special guest, the President of the University of Nebraska System, Ted Carter. President Carter, in mid-February, you testified in front of the Nebraska Senate's Appropriation Committee in support of the Nebraska Career Scholarships Program. Give us an overview of your testimony and especially that program.
Well, first, I'd like to thank Chairman Stinner for his leadership on workforce development issues and introducing this important piece of legislation last year to invest in the H3 scholarships. I also want to thank Vice Chairwoman Bolts for her leadership in the Legislators Economic Development Task Force. And, of course, the governor for the important investment in our young people. Nebraska Career Scholarships would help us move the needle on urgent workforce shortages facing our state. As I told the Appropriations Committee, this would be one strategy for turning our brain drain into brain gain. This program would support our Nebraska University students in healthcare, engineering, IT, math, all key areas for our future workforce. Frankly, it probably wasn't my testimony that was the most powerful. The words of our students really made the biggest impact. We heard from an engineering student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, a young woman from Norfolk, who told us that every amount of financial aid makes a difference. And then we heard from a nursing student whose scholarship helped her stay in school even when her family was facing major health-related challenges. So financial aid matters. Access, affordability have always been our highest priority, and today this is more important than ever as we look to grow our workforce and help Nebraskans be prosperous. Again, I would thank the Appropriations Committee for including the Nebraska Career Scholarships in its preliminary budget. I've been at the state capitol almost every day that I've been in town to meet with the senators of our unicameral, and across the board, they have been supportive of this. So I look forward to working together with the legislature and the governor to grow our state.
President Carter, the last word is yours. What else is going on around the NU system that's on your top of mind?
Well, there is so much going on, and, we tend to always focus on some of the troubling news, the bad headlines that are out there. I'm really proud of this one headline that came out recently, and I thought I would just take a minute to talk about it. I want to congratulate our University of Nebraska Omaha on being selected by the Department of Homeland Security to lead a nationwide center on counterterrorism. So this was a competitive process, and the Department of Homeland Security specifically chose UNO to lead this effort across the entire nation. That speaks to the quality and reputation of the work that the University of Nebraska does in protecting our country from those who would do us harm. People may not realize that we're the cream of the crop when it comes to national security. When the Department of Defense needs expertise, they call the University of Nebraska. And having served in the Department of Defense for 38 years personally, I could not be more excited to be part of that team now. The 10-year, $36 million grant that UNO has just earned is the biggest in university history. This goes well over 100 years. Landmark moment for UNO, our entire university system, and our state. This is going to elevate our stature even further. To give you an idea, UNO competed against 77 different universities and actually won this competition from incumbent University of Maryland, one of the top research universities in the country. And now we're going to lead a 17-university consortium in this important work. It will help protect not only all Americans, but our men and women in uniform. And finally, I could not be more proud to call Dr. Gina Ligon a colleague. Congratulations to her and her team on this historic achievement.
That was President Ted Carter at the University of Nebraska System, once again joining us as a special guest here on our chat with the Chancellor in the spring 2020 semester. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.